Local legends on Dave Max Drive.
Cork's Red FM.
Shirley Kelleher, I know you are the grandniece of Joe Murphy. He's a man who died on hunger strike 100 years ago this month, along with Terence McSweeney. Michael Fitzgerald of Fermoy was the first of those. I think we've passed his centenary. Terence McSweeney's coming up on the 25th. But tell us about your granduncle, Joseph Murphy, and what you and a crew in Ballyfihan Toker are doing to mark the occasion.
I sure will, Dave. Joe Murphy would have died a couple of hours after the Lord Mayor, Terence McSweeney. And unfortunately, he got a bit forgotten because of that. So his anniversary is also the 25th on Sunday. So we certainly in Ballyfihan and Toker community try our best to keep him alive. And so with his centenary coming up, we joined because Joe Murphy would have been from Powley Duff, and the house there is Joe Murphy House, which is in Toker, but it's also on the edge of Ballyfihan. So both communities joined to celebrate him this year.
And you're looking for people in Cork to, well, obviously there were different plans in store, and we don't even need to say, everybody knows what's coming next after that bit. Plans are not quite what they were intended to be. But, certainly not.
We had huge plans, but as you say, those all changed, and certainly people's health is obviously foremost, you know. So we'll do things quietly, but we've certainly been asking people to colour their homes with flags, you know, whatever flags they have at home, be it Cork colours, Munster colours, tricolour.
But also the Stars and Stripes, because he was actually born there in Massachusetts before coming back to Cork with family at the young age. So let's just mark this again. Powley Duff Road, so in that's your compass point, and then circling out from there, Ballyfihan Toker, and as wide as possible. It's a request to the people of Cork to remember Joseph Murphy, who died in hunger strike a number of hours after Lord Mayor Terence McSweeney 100 years ago this coming Sunday. It would be a lovely
and
thing
to
do.
And the only commemoration at the moment, Dave, that we can do very safely is I've been doing a documentary about the life and death of Joe, which is called Joe Murphy, the Boy from Powley Duff. And that will be going live on Sunday through Cork City Council's website. So at 8 o'clock on Friday, that will be going live. And it'll be followed by a play by Maurice Janine, directed by Catherine Mahon Buckley, called My Unsung Hero. So at least people can sit down on Sunday and learn the story of Joe Murphy.
Great. Now, you mentioned Friday. So is going live Friday, it'll be available all weekend?
No, I beg your pardon, it's Sunday.
Sorry,
Sunday
okay.
Sunday night at 8pm.
And you're going, so you've got something that'll start off, and then give us that again just to...
So basically on Sunday night at 8pm, the documentary The Boy from Powley Duff, which I have made in connection with Emma Horgan, who was a final media student last year but has now got her degree, and I would have been lost without her. She's been superb.
Good on her.
And we put that together ourselves, Emma and myself, with a lot of people who volunteered their time. I'm so grateful for them. That will start at 8 o'clock with an introduction from our Lord Mayor. It'll be followed by the documentary. And then after that will be a play called My Unsung Hero. It's a play written by Maurice Janine and directed by Catherine Mahon Buckley.
Wow, magic stuff. And that's going to be on corkcitycouncil.ie, is it?
Exactly. And it'll bring people directly to YouTube, and they can sit down in the safety of their own home and learn about Joe's story.
Magic. Bringing history to life and remembering Joseph Murphy as well. Thank you, Shirley Kelleher, grandniece, for telling me about it. Hope we encourage a bit of flying of the flag, the tricolour, the blood and bandages, the stars and stripes in around Powley Duff, Ballyfihan Toker, and as wide as possible this Sunday is the plan and the idea. Thanks, Shirley.
Absolutely. Thanks, Dave.
Thanks for listening to this Red FM podcast. Don't forget to subscribe and check out redextra.ie for more great Red FM content.